Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
That's the Drifters bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Andrew Sherman's our guest, our good friend, author of Franchising and Licensing. If you want to know about those two topics, folks, there is no other resource better than that book. Also, all the other books, you go to Amazon.com, and there's like, you know, I don't know how many pages of, they got a whole Andrew Sherman section there. For him. He's written so many books and so many important ones. Andrew, thanks again for being here. He's our partner, folks, with the law firm of Seyfarth and Shaw. Andrew, the economy is kind of hanging in there. It's not, we're not growing more than, we're probably going to wind up with over 2% this year, which I still maintain with a $21 trillion economy, 2% still a whole lot of business. We got to remember, 3% with a $6 trillion economy, we were excited about that. Now we've tripled, almost tripled, well, we more than tripled that economy from the 1990s. And we're, I don't think we should be too upset about a 2.4% economy at all. But still, there are things that are troubling us. There's a trade war going on. There's total meltdown, thermonuclear dysfunction in Washington. And other things that are uncertainties, and it's holding us back a little, I think. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. You know, you could paint a scenario that looks something like this, that says, you know, we have impeachment hearings underway.
Yeah, I left that out.
Political uncertainty domestically and overseas. We have some very interesting candidates running for president that would change economic policy and tax on the wealth on the wealthiest significantly, and we're still, you know, growing at 2% GDP. I mean, our resilience is incredible. At the same time, when I talk to clients, I mean, inside the boardrooms, inside the strategy rooms of both big companies, medium companies, and small companies, the words I keep hearing are fragility, tentativeness, walking on eggshells. Whack-a-mole, you know, every time we think we've got one problem solved, two more pop up. And what that causes is kind of a tentativeness to act. And if you think about it, not only do small companies get affected when the economy slows down to that level, consumer behavior changes, and a lot of small businesses that rely on medium and larger businesses as supply chain providers or distribution channel providers or strategic partners, or these days even investors with corporate venture capital growing, their tentativeness affects small businesses directly and indirectly.
There's no question. We're vertically integrated with our bigger customers. So when they hurt, we hurt.
That we're entering into a period of inaction or pause. Some people are already beginning to say, "Well, let's see what the 2020 elections bring." And I'm thinking, "Wait a second, that's a year and a half away.
Yeah,
just stand still."
But Andrew, don't we need at some point in time to call out the Democrats? Look, I worship at the throne of results. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat in terms of the way I think about the economy. But when I see what the Democrats have done toward this president, who's got plenty of warts, no question about it. He causes a lot of the problems he has. He brings on himself. But still, Andrew, this Trump derangement syndrome is real. And I believe what they're doing, instead of waiting to the next election, instead of taking him on real issues, they've already been debunked with the Russia thing. Now they found this new Ukraine thing to tie onto. I think what they're doing is they're hurting this country. And even though, as I said, Trump's got plenty of warts, he is our president. And I think we could have already had a China deal if they hadn't held us up. I know the Canada-Mexico-U.S. deal could have been done. What do you think?
Yeah, I think a lot, too much time and energy is being devoted to political divisiveness. And if that same time and energy could be devoted to some pro-small business, pro-entrepreneurship, pro-innovation policies and budget allocations and, you know, use of our tax dollars, I'd be a lot happier. I mean, I try and avoid too much of the political analysis, but I think the average American feels like, come on, let's get focused on what really matters.
If the economy is at 2-point-something percent with all this going on, think about where we could go if people were just doing their job instead of fighting each other.
Well, that's exactly the problem. I mean, remember, these folks supposedly work for us, all of them. Democrats, Republicans, independents, they're being paid by us, the taxpayer, and they were elected by us, the taxpayer. When are they going to start actually working? It's like you having 20 employees, and they're all inside their cubicles playing solitaire.
Andrew, the USMCA, is the glaring example of what we're talking about. It's in the can. It's done. It just needs to come in front of the House and passed. It's bipartisan. The fact that they can't get that done is the worst example of partisan politics I've ever seen. They will not let something go through that might make it look like Trump got a win.
Well, again, if we have that kind of stalemate and standstill at the political level and on every major news channel every night, how can you as a small business owner begin to forecast, you know, what your demand curves will be or how you should allocate budgets and how many employees should you be hiring? That leads us into, you know, the next segment, which is forecast for 2020. I mean, how do you forecast something in a completely cloudy environment?
That's right. Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Right back with Andrew Sherman. More of this after the break. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.